Each year, the month of March is recognized as Women's History Month in the United States. From the beginning and continuing today, women religious in the Diocese of Buffalo have touched countless lives, from simple acts of love and encouragement to significant leadership roles which have shaped the diocese and the greater community. Here's Tara Potzler with just one of many examples of women religious of Buffalo who have made a difference.
Sister Mary McCarrick served the Diocese of Buffalo in numerous important leadership positions, but it was when she was working directly with the poor that she showed her true Christ-like guidance. Sister Mary was educated first at Damon College and then St. Bonaventure University. Upon joining the Sisters of St. Francis, she first worked with the poor in Colorado and Mexico and earned a master's degree in social work from the Warden School of Social Work in San Antonio, Texas. God called her back to Western New York, first to continue postgraduate studies at the University of Rochester, and then to join Catholic Charities in Buffalo in the mid-1980s. With the latter, she served at the Benedict House, a hospice for people living with HIV and AIDS. After spending a few years as the head of her congregation, Sister Mary was named Diocesan Director of Catholic Charities in 2009 by then-Bishop Edward Kimmick. She furthered its mission through a strategic planning process, strengthening its board of directors, and engaging directly in fundraising efforts. Sister Mary retired from Catholic Charities in 2018, but it wasn't long before the diocese called her again to serve in a leadership role. Amidst difficult times, in 2020, she was named Chief Operating Officer of the Diocese of Buffalo, a role she held for 1 year. As a Sister of St. Francis for more than 50 years, Sister Mary has also served locally as Provincial Minister of the Stella Niagara Community and nationally as Chair of the Research Committee of the Franciscan Federation. Sister Mary McCarrick is a woman religious we remember in the Diocese of Buffalo. But remember, she is just one of countless women religious who have made a difference within the Diocese of Buffalo and do so today. If you know a sister active in your local parish or school, be sure to take a moment to say thank you. And please pray that more women may hear the call to serve in a religious vocation. I'm Tara Potzler. Thank you for listening.